My name is Victor Kubik, President of the United Church of God. Welcome to another edition of the Inside United podcast. Our guest this week is a person well known to all in the United Church of God, Leanne Luker. She is a longtime pastor's wife who served in a diversity of areas and jobs. Her husband, Denny, a close friend of ours, served as pastor, administrator, and as president of the United Church of God before his death in March 2013. So I want to welcome right now Leanne Luker. Welcome to Inside United.
Well, good morning, Vic, and thank you for this opportunity to share some thoughts with you today. I've been looking forward to this conversation.
One thing I would like to do is to talk a little bit about your history.
Well, my history is a bit unique. My father's parents were living in Indiana, and at the time, my grandmother was a Mennonite, and somehow they became acquainted with Mr. Duggar. And my grandfather, I actually have his baptismal certificate from the Church of God that was dated in October of 1924. And just a few months later in March, he received a letter from the Church of God in Stanbury, Missouri, urging him to come quickly to help do the work. And they actually then did move from Indiana to Stanbury and worked in that publishing house and were active in serving with Mr. Duggar for a number of years. What struck me about all of this is that the urgency of this letter, they asked my grandfather to come right away, that the Lord would look after his wife and children till they could bring them. And they sent him a total of $14 to make this trip. But it just shows that the need of the work and the need for more laborers has always been there. It keeps us involved, I think, to realize there's never a time we have more people than we need in doing the work of God.
Well, I know that you are looked upon as the pioneer for women's services, which since her husband's death and her moving back to Seattle is something which is being overseen by Lisa Fenchel. So, Leanne, tell us about women's services.
Women's services came about, Vic, as a result of all of the difficulties that we were having in 2010. And actually, Lisa and I were able to work together to put together an email forum for all of the elders' wives so that there was a way for us as women to connect and stay close because we needed one another very much at that time. And our hope was eventually to increase women's services to serve all of the ladies in the church. But by focusing first and foremost on elders' wives, we thought that they then in turn serve the ladies in the congregations where they're serving. And it's been a wonderful tool, and just helping all of the ladies understand the contributions women are making around the world to the Church of God, and that we all do have a role. Our role as women is obviously not the primary role that God gave a man, but the word helper means a strong warrior ally. And obviously our wonderful men are the warriors, but as women, we're those warrior allies to stand beside and support our brethren. And if we're blessed with a marriage, to support our husbands. So I think just the help helping women see the importance of their role and the vastness of that role has been very encouraging.
I know that my wife certainly has been a person who's very much a part of what I do as an ally, but then in her own right, she's quite active in the things that she does. She operates several things actually better than I do. I mean, some of the humanitarian work that she does. And I feel like there has been a positive shift in the church of recognizing women's potential and ability. Proverbs 31, like, to where a woman can be a manager, and she can set up a business, so to speak, and she can run a charity and that. And I'm finding that even in some of the work that we do in choosing content, even for men and women, that it's very important to have women who really can see things that men can't.
He has given us that a unique ability in that, even the word itself in the Hebrew, the ancient Hebrew text, the word for helper was Ezer, and the second letter of that was an I, because as women, we do see things differently and perceive things that enable us to perhaps then be more competent in being an assistant to you as gentlemen.
I do a lot of writing and I enjoy doing it. Sometimes I'm almost afraid to have my wife look at it because she sees all kinds of things that, you know, are sometimes painful to see and things that men speak. But you, Leanne, have really helped raise the value of perception of women, you know, in the church to a great degree, and that is very much appreciated.
Well, thank you, Vic.
You had a career, you worked a number of years in Australia. I know that our Australian listeners are going to be wondering, when will Leanne say something about their work in Australia? Could you tell us about that?
You know, Vic, that was one of the highlights of our ministry, where was that opportunity to serve in Australia and meet those wonderful brethren. It's a lovely country. And while we were in Australia, we also had the responsibility of looking after Southeast Asia, and for a very short while, India. Mm. That, of course, afforded an opportunity to meet those brethren as well and see the work that God was doing in so many lives. And when you're in a country where people speak your language and look like you, the calling is unique always, but it isn't as profound as when you meet people of such widely different cultures, and yet here God's work is being done, and you see the evidence of God's Spirit working in these lives. It truly changed my life dramatically to have those years of service there.
I know when I talk to people in Australia, you are so very well remembered for the years that you spent there. How many years were you there?
We were there almost 5 years.
And then from there you moved back to the United States?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, then we ended again some years of turmoil, 1980 in the receivership. And
There's always years of turmoil.
Yes, that's been our history.
You know, and it takes people like you to help us to smooth our way through times of turmoil and to not get caught up in it, and to be a servant, you know, to be a servant to all the people who really become victims in this. And that's the saddest part of all. And I know that we've talked a lot, you know, in our travels together about our working with people and holding them up, people who have been abused spiritually even, and pointing them to the great hope that's before us.
You know, for some reason, right from Ambassador College, his time there, Denny somehow connected with the fact that the most important thing of all is having the love of God. So even as a student, that was what he began to focus on. And after we were engaged to be married, he asked me to join him once a week in just a partial fast each week, but to ask God to fill us with more love for him and for his people. And for many years, I would see Denny's prayer list on his desk, and the first thing on his list for all those years was always asking for more of God's love. So his vision, of course, greatly impacted me, and it has been such a pleasure to get to know God's people around the world and love them.
Well, one thing that I certainly learned from Denny, you know, I worked for him when I worked at Ministerial Services. We had a lot of things that we worked on together, personnel matters, and I just always struck by how he did not get angry or want to retaliate against people who were hurtful. And even in the very, very difficult time of 2011, I remember being so impressed by Denny's love for those who despitefully use you, people who say things and do things and, you know, are not honest. And Denny's love for people, I'm sure, has helped resuscitate some of these people, as Jesus Christ said, to love your enemies and to pray for them that despitefully use you. I learned a lot from him.
Well, as I said, it was something very deep in him, that desire to grow, always to keep growing in God's love. And I think, like, God answered that prayer just as he answered Solomon's prayer for wisdom. I feel God just really, truly did pour out that quality then in Denny.
I've always been very moved by the way Denny always turned to God. Sometimes we'd be in the middle of a very difficult personnel matter. He would just drop everything, and we would kneel down and pray. We would ask God to intervene and to help us. And you know, we have had miracle after miracle that took place. Sometimes in the middle of our prayer, we'd get a telephone call, or something would change the way things were being done. And one thing that we still do when we have operation managers meetings here in my office, Denny always had us kneel down before his desk, you know, and we'd all kneel down, and different ones would pray, you know, whatever the prayer was for that week. And you know, he made that very important. And we still have maintained that tradition to this day, you know, 8.5, 9 years later. And that harkens to Denny's way of doing things. And Denny is the one who really brought the reality of God to our work.
Well, as you know, that was the focus of his ministry the whole 3 years there in Cincinnati, Vic, that the focus is on Christ. Christ is the head of the church, and he is sovereign over all things. And he wanted, you know, it's not about any particular organization. It's about Jesus Christ and doing the work he has called us to do. And I'm so glad to hear that that tradition is continuing, because how can you go wrong in doing that, in humbling yourselves, ourselves, all of us, before him and asking for his help and his guidance and his blessing?
He certainly was very, very impressionable upon all of us. And even though it was a loss, because it was so sudden and it was just, you know, beyond belief to us to have him gone, that we have lived by the principles that he set, by the love that he showed towards people, and really made us continue work in that way. Leanne, both of you have really done so much with your legacy to us to this very day.
Oh, thank you, Vic. And if there is a legacy, that would be, I know Denny would be pleased to know that his legacy of wanting to promote closeness and harmony through the love of God would please him so much, Vic, because it was what he cared about. So thank you for saying that. Thank you for continuing that.
Are there any more meaningful life's lessons that you could share with us? I mean, you've been more than a half a century in the ministry and in your service where you're at in the Northwest. Can you tell us about any other life's lessons that you could share?
You know, Vic, as we are having more and more younger people come into the ministry, if I could pass on one thing to them, I would urge them to really be conscious of priorities. For both Denny and me, I think if there was one thing we could have gone back and changed, we would have kept our family in a higher place of priority. The needs of the work are always so demanding and great, and it's very easy to let our lives become out of balance and not spend the adequate time we need with families. And it's sometimes just so easy to say, well, I'll take care of that tomorrow. But you only have a short while with your children, and even in your marriage. One of the greatest gifts you give a congregation is to be really close together as a husband and wife, and present that example as a strong, loving Christian marriage. So that would be one of my greatest urges, I guess you might say, to everyone, is to keep your life as much as possible in balance with keeping your relationship with God strong, keeping your relationship in your marriage, and then looking after your family.
One thing, Leanne, you know, we have worked with people, and we have worked with seeing careers of people that looked very promising, and we've seen people that have succeeded, in other words, endured for the long term. We've also seen people that did not, and oftentimes people with a lot of ability and, you know, a lot of promise. You know that, you know, we've known people that we thought, you know, what happened to them? Can you give us a little bit of insight into spiritual dangers, into dangers to our spiritual health?
I think that obviously probably the most important thing of all is just your own personal relationship with our Father and with our Savior, Jesus Christ. If if that relationship is solid, then it keeps your life, it keeps it in perspective. It's not about us. It's all about Jesus Christ. And when we start thinking somehow that we are special or important and take our focus off of him, that's when then we lose focus of all of the importance of life. And if there was something that's happened, I think that is what has driven people. Sometimes they became too focused on just themselves or their office or their position or what they deserved, the sense of entitlement. But if we keep our total focus on Jesus Christ, we will run that race properly and finish with him.
We do have a very hardworking office here, and we do have a hardworking ministry because they are serving far more geography than our ministry was back when we started. They have a lot of territory and not as many people. And it's just could be looked upon as discouraging, and yet God has been there to encourage us and to walk with us. Is there anything else that comes to mind, Leanne, that you would like to share with us today?
I think the main thing is, again, that as we continue to see the challenges of our nation, I know we all are just heartbroken as we see America and all the Western world depart more and more from our Judeo-Christian heritage. And it is sometimes hard to not be a bit anxious about the future. But I go back to what Denny's main message was, that Christ is in charge. He is sovereign. And one of my favorite hymns is, God will see us through. So if we can all just hang on to that as times become more challenging, and they're going to, but he will see us through. And the other thing is, if we stick together and don't let Satan divide us, whether it's over the silly things like masks or vaccines or whatever, to just let God's love keep us close to one another. We're going to need that more and more in the coming weeks, months, and years.
Make sure that you tell your friends about Inside United. You can find us on the homepage of ucg.org on the main menu line, or you can simply click or tap on the podcast button. You'll find the last podcast and also all the podcasts going all the way back to number one. You can also get to us through your favorite podcasting app on Apple or Android, and also we're on Spotify. You can pick up our podcasts there. If you have any questions, comments about this podcast or any others, you can write to us at podcast@ucg.org. So thank you for being with us, Leanne.
Thank you, Vic.
And we thank you for listening. Come back soon for more, and have a great week.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.